Hello, hello. It's Kira Bruce at KOSU. I recently had a chance to talk with Dustin Pazer of the band Beach Fossils, and we got to chat a lot about their upcoming tour, the highs and lows of making music, and even struggling with our own mortality. This interview is a really great one, so stick around and give it a listen if you can. And if you want to see Beach Fossils live, you're in luck because they're headlining Norman Music Festival on Saturday, April 27th at the Fowler Automotive Main Stage at 10 p.m. So without further ado, here's the interview with Dustin.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin?
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Do you have time for
okay.
a quick chat?
I do, yeah.
Okay, great. So how are you? Where are you right now?
I am at my apartment in Brooklyn.
Okay, cool. Are you guys getting ready for a tour?
We are, yeah. Our drummer just flew in from L.A. yesterday, and we started practicing, and I'm supposed to also be at practice right now, but but you know, it's not that bad because, we have a thing called Beach Fossils time, and I just texted everyone and I was like, oh, I might be late. And like, no one's even left their houses yet. So it's totally fine.
So you guys are all on a late schedule, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you start to prep for tour? Like, your songs often build into such like grandiose walls of sound. Like, I just wonder how you sit down and say, like, how are we going to do this live?
That's like the best part, actually. You know, because even like, even the songs that aren't really that sort of epic on recording, we do a lot of that live. We sort of add that element to it. It's really fun. I mean, yesterday at practice, we weren't even really practicing. It took us hours to get through our set because for the most part, we were just messing around and making like horrible joke songs, like really bad fake rock and roll songs with like wailing guitar solos. It like takes forever for us to get around to actually playing our songs, but a lot of times we end up doing these really cool like noise jams and these weird like sort of ambient things, and we're like, oh, that should just like be in the set, and then we end up, you know, adding these weird transitions between songs, so these songs that are normally quiet kind of crescendo and these things happen, and so it's like, you know, a lot of that gets incorporated, and then sometimes we end up throwing that kind of stuff on the records too.
Yeah, that definitely sounds fun. Do you have a favorite song to perform live?
I feel like they're all really fun for different reasons. You know, like I like the mellow ones because it's really nice to feel this like sort of intimate like engagement with everyone where it feels like there's this silence, you know, this little wave coming over everybody where it's just really everyone's like having this moment where I don't know how to explain it. It's really calm and peaceful. But then I also love the ones that are really upbeat because, you know, it's like a similar thing. It's like you're getting like really physical with the music and you move around and it like comes through you, you know. It's really special.
So you guys have Norman Music Festival coming up in late April, sort of in the midst of your tour. Are you looking forward to that? Have you had time to even think about it yet?
Yeah, no, it seems really cool. I feel really lucky that we're doing that because we have a really good spot. And yeah, I think that's really cool. And I think we have a few friends that are playing as well. I have to look at the lineup again. But yeah, it seems really cool.
Yeah. Have you guys been to Oklahoma before? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, but it's been a while, actually. So it's kind of long overdue at this point.
Do you have any memories of Oklahoma? Maybe some highway driving?
Off the top of my head, I'm not completely sure, but I do feel like, you know, the shows that, I was talking about this with someone the other day. I feel like the shows that we play that like when they're not in the main, like major cities, a lot of times those can be even more fun because like shows don't happen as frequently. Mm-hmm. So people let loose a little bit more, and it's like, it's always this really cool connection.
Yeah, it's more of an event for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is like about your 10th year of doing Beach Fossils and doing this and performing and going on tour, making music. Like, do you ever feel like exhausted from it?
I used to. Like, when we first started, I found it more exhausting because I was just trying to balance, like, how do you make this work while making absolutely no money and not being able to eat? You know, it was, like, really hard because, you know, you go on tour for a long time and you're, like, sleeping on people's floors and you're just, like, feeling really down about everything and you can't sleep and like your diet's really poor, and then you come back and you've like made no money and you're it's pretty hard, but I'm also really thankful for that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of stuff is really important as well,
and that definitely makes you appreciate it more whenever it's so much better. You can look back on that and be like, well, even my worst times doing this can't be like that, at least.
Yeah, and like, even if, you know, on these early tours you're just like playing for like a few people in the middle of nowhere, it still feels amazing because you're like, these people are here watching us play, and that's incredible. Like, mm-hmm. it was like such a satisfying feeling. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, I never take it for granted. Even like, you know, tour can get to you and tour can still wear you down, you know, if you're out on the road for a really long time and you haven't seen, you know, people you love for a while, and you don't have a place to call home, like, it starts to get to you. But I don't know, something about walking on stage, like that moment just melts everything away, and you're like, this is why I do it. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It must be really cool to have everyone sharing that really special moment too, everyone there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So having done this for so long also creates this really cool sort of timeline of your own life, like just revisiting back those old songs. Do you feel like you're able to kind of slip back into the feeling that you had when you were writing that first album? If you revisit it, do you kind of get back into that headspace?
Yeah, all the time. It's crazy. I try to not listen to our recordings too much, mm-hmm. kind of for that reason, because I don't want to lose that. Because, you know, I feel like it's like, I feel like revisiting memories less frequently kind of makes them a little more special.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like, you know, when we play the songs live, it still sort of comes over me in that way where sometimes, you know, I never want to be someone that plays on autopilot. You know, I feel mm-hmm. like you can go to a show and see a band and just tell, like, they're just going through the motions and doing this because they have to and they don't really want to be here tonight. And I never want that to be the case. So mm-hmm. whenever we play, I always just really think about like the lyrics every single time I sing them. And I'm like, what was I talking about when I wrote this? What did I mean when I wrote this? And sometimes like it can get really emotional and I'll be like holding back tears on stage. And it's like this song that I've played every single night.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I'm sure it does just hit differently some nights than others.
Yeah.
So since you have been doing this for so long and built this fan base that is really connected to your early music, do you ever feel pressure whenever you're sitting down with the intent of doing something maybe a little bit different or a little bit new? Do you kind of feel pressure to deliver that like lo-fi indie that everyone is used to?
I think I used to, and like I sort of struggled with that for a couple records because I was like, well, this is the sound that I made. I kind of have to like do this sound because that's what people want. And like, but I really ignore those voices. Mm-hmm. You know, I really try to like, because I think every person who's creating something sort of struggles with that. I feel like we sort of got lucky though, because like when I wrote the first album, the whole thing was like escapism because I was like having the hardest time I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was writing about times that were like the best times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to channel that. And like, it was escapism for sure. And so I was writing these really happy pop songs. And then after a while, I was like, you know, I don't feel great all the time, and I want to write about that. I want to be able to write about how I'm feeling when I don't feel good. And those somehow, like, happen to become, like, our biggest songs and the ones that people like the most. And I was like, this is great. I don't have to write these, like, shiny pop songs. I can write stuff that's like about real life and about being sad, and people are super into it.
Yeah, you know? So that's definitely an experiment that paid off.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the last record with Somersault, we kind of just went all over the place. I was like, mm-hmm. we're just going to make whatever we want. And as long as we like it and we think it's good, I think other people will like it.
Yeah, especially your judgment as the band who creates it. Like, well, we're the ones who made this that everyone likes. And if we like this, then all of them will probably like it too.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of bands, they go the opposite route where they're like, well, these are the songs that are really hitting with the fans, like when we play live or on like streaming or whatever. So we need to write more stuff that's like this. And then they're not even thinking about themselves or what they like. They're just writing for the masses, and mm-hmm. it just starts to get super watered down. And like the cliche of like, oh, I only like their early stuff,
yeah.
that like becomes real, because like that early stuff is the reason that band became a band. And then they lose their vision because they get too excited about success and they're not writing songs for themselves anymore.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely a great way to go, just using your judgment as the band who created what everyone likes.
Yeah.
And I know that you used to produce most of the tracks by yourself, and now on Somersault, I know it was much more collaborative. And I'm wondering if performing those songs that are more collaborative, is there like a different energy between the band whenever you're performing them as opposed to the ones that you produced more on your own?
It definitely feels better, you know, because when I was writing everything myself, I would sort of feel a little bit guilty, like bringing these other people on the road and they're playing these songs every night that, mm-hmm. that like they didn't write, you know. And I mean, they're having fun playing, and I always encourage them to like put their own spin on it and sort of play it in their own way. But, you know, it's also like they're playing these songs they didn't write. And I could imagine that would feel a little frustrating after a while. And, mm-hmm. you know, now that it's like more collaborative, I think it's sort of more fun for everyone, you know, and the other members feel a little bit more invested in it now. Mm-hmm. But it's also cool because like we sort of play the opposite instruments when we're recording. Like I play, like on Somersault, for example, I play bass. Like I wrote and played like the bass for that whole record.
Wow, and then, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then like I, you know, shared guitar duties with like Jack and Tommy. And then Tommy did like, you know, all the keyboards and stuff. And so when we were going to play live, we were all teaching each other our parts. You know, it was like I was showing Jack the bass lines and he was showing me the guitar lines, and then like he was showing Tommy like the other guitar lines, and so we're all like showing each other things, and yeah, it was really cool because then it's like, you know, you sort of get the other side of how that feels. It's like, all right, now I'm playing a part that like someone else wrote.
Yeah, then that song definitely belongs to all of you, you know, like then you guys all definitely had an equal share after like completely
yeah.
switching instruments. It must feel like that's your child.
Yeah, I mean, it also, writing in that way really helps for writer's block, because I used to get stuck really bad when I would just go into the studio by myself, and it's like after a while you start to feel burnt out. But when you're with somebody else, they can like throw this crazy idea out there and you're like, oh yeah, like I would never think to make the song go that direction.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It definitely helps having other people in the room. So you've been able to do so many really cool things because of
beach fossils, pretty much. Like, you were able to act on HBO and start your own record label. Like, I just wonder what you think your favorite thing that has come out of Beach Fossils is, like, your highlight.
To me, I think it's just, it's honestly, it's just the records. Because, I don't know, I feel like sometimes I, like, obsess a little bit too much about my own mortality. Mm-hmm. And I, like, I want to create something that can, like, continue living once I'm not here anymore, you know, so I can, like, sort of leave my mark on the world. It's like, I was here, and this is who I was, and this is the kind of stuff I thought about, and this is the way that I felt, and it's like I can leave a little gift for, like, future generations when I'm not around anymore, and to me, that's really special. Like, when we put out, like, our first 7-inch, the Daydream 7-inch, I got that in my hands, and I was like, wow, like, this is amazing. If I die right now, it's okay because I accomplished something and it's, like, out there in the physical world. Yeah. And I felt really good about it.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's why people had giant ornate tombs, like, so people would remember them afterwards.
Exactly.
So that, I think that's really a part of the human condition too.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything that you would want to say to our listeners or our supporters or just anything you want to plug?
No, not really. You know, I think, your questions were amazing. I think it was great. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you guys in Norman, and thanks so much for taking time out of your day to chat with me.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks so much to Dustin for taking the time to chat with me, and thank you for listening to it. Again, you can see Beach Fossils live at Norman Music Festival for free Saturday, April 27th at the Fowler Automotive Main Stage at 10 p.m. Once again, thank you for taking the time to listen. This has been Kira Bruce signing out.